Life can get pretty complicated at times. There are so many ways to get caught up in a variety of concerns every day. We all have people to see, places to go, commitments to keep, and things to do. It's easy to lose sight of the meaning of it all. And what is it all about? Our scripture readings today provide the answer with unmistakable clarity. It's all about the choices that we make that give meaning to our days. Remembering the old catechism, which many of us as children faithfully studied and memorized, our life goal is to know, love, and serve God in this life, and to be happy with God forever in heaven. In our first reading, the prophet Jeremiah told us clearly that trusting in human wisdom can be a disaster waiting to happen. The only true and trustworthy guide is God, who teaches us how to live. The contrast between trusting human wisdom and following divine guidance is described as the difference between a barren bush and a stalwart tree. Like a bush dying in the desert heat, human wisdom is fruitless. Trusting in God, however, is enduring, secure like a majestic tree with deep roots and abundant fruit. The choice is clear and profound. It is up to us to choose. Luke in his gospel also draws a clear contrast. Jesus is speaking to a huge crowd, not only of disciples, but of a wide variety of people from all over the world, from the regions of Galilee and Jerusalem, and because his message is addressed to all people everywhere. Not only does Jesus proclaim blessings for his followers, but he also warns about the woes that come to those who choose instead to live according to the materialistic values of the world. Writing to the Corinthians, Paul reminds those early Christians and us that the salvation brought about by the life, death, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, we will enjoy the gift of eternal life. The Christ event Israel. It truly happened, and because of it, the life of every person is changed forever. And so, my sisters and brothers, let us rededicate ourselves to following our Savior's words and example by choosing to make our Catholic Christian faith the foundation of our daily living. Let us be a good example to each other by choosing to lead lives following Christ, helping one another to keep our faith alive as members of the body of Christ, by following his words and his commandments. May God's blessings be with you this day and throughout the coming week.